We're talking about having an affection for the house of God, and David did, and David was a man after God's own heart. In Genesis chapter 28, we see that Jacob is running from his brother Esau because he basically connived and stole his blessing. And it says in verse 11 of Genesis 28 that he lighted upon a certain place. I believe that when you come into a church and you hear the truth, you're not there by accident. You are there by the providence of God. God had arranged your steps to be there so you could hear the word of God. Then it goes on to say that Jacob dreamed and he saw a ladder going up from earth to heaven. The angels were ascending and descending, and Jacob said this when he awoke, "This is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." This is the house of God, and this is the gates of heaven. The house of God is to be the gates of heaven. It is essential to your life. Why? Because the house of God, the church of Jesus Christ, is supposed to be the method that God gets into the earth. Now, let me explain further before you tune me out. Church is essential because angels minister in the earth through the church. We see this. The law of first mention in Scripture, Genesis 28. We see it's the house of God. There's angels coming and going. The church is the means where heaven touches earth. And let me give you a scripture to prove it today before I have to go. It says in Hebrews 12:22, "But ye have come unto Mount Zion." Mount Zion is a type of the church. "And unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn." Did you hear that? The church is the means where God will manifest himself in the earth, where God will send his angels coming and going. To have a part of that, you've got to be connected to the local church. Yes, you can be saved, but if you're saved, you're going to want to be in the house of God. Satan doesn't want Jesus in the earth. Satan doesn't want God in our cities. He has come against the churches to stop God's purposes in the earth, but the church is still essential. Make sure you get into a local church. Well, today is, we're looking at the 29th of April. We have just one more day after today left in this month, and only one more day after today to get the coaching CD with Sylvia Jackson. And God still speaks in dreams. He speaks to me in dreams. I shared that a couple of weeks ago. I've had prophetic dreams. Didn't know it was prophetic, but it came to pass. And I believe that if we understand these things, that we're more likely to have more spiritual dreams. And God still does speak in dreams. He said so in the scriptures, and he said he would in the last days. Sylvia is the author of the book Dream Interpretation Toolkit. She knows a lot about this subject, and this coaching CD will bless you. When you give your best love gift of $15 or more, we will send it back to you. So write to us. If it's postmarked today or tomorrow, we'll get the coaching CD to you. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Or give online today at he'salive.net and have a Jesus-filled day.